Hey friend, I'm so excited that you're joining me on today's episode. I want to start by giving a shout out to all the moms who listen to this podcast. We just got over the Mother's Day weekend here in the US. I had an amazing time with my family, just relaxing, chillaxing, eating, watching movie, and just having my family love on me. I hope you were celebrated by your family as well, your husband, your children. I hope they bought you flowers. I hope they bought you gifts. I hope they took you out for a really nice lunch or dinner. But regardless of how your Mother's Day went, I just want you to know that you are seen, you are loved, and you are valued by your Heavenly Father, who saw it fit to make you a mom. You might not feel like you're kicking it right now, or maybe you feel like you're kicking it. Regardless of how you feel, you are seen, you are loved, and you're valued. And I just wanted you to know that I am rooting for you and I love you so much. Now, in today's episode, we're going to talk about the five types of freebies that you can create for your online service-based business or any service-based business at all. Now, you might be saying, why is she talking so much about freebie? It's because when you have created your freebie and you have your email list, you have a sales funnel that you can use to serve by selling. Because selling is serving, and I want to make sure that you have that foundation set up even before you create any offer, any services. And that is why I'm staying on this topic, to make sure that you have all you need to set up the right way. All right, grab that cup of coffee or your favorite drink and let's dive into today's episode. Are you ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your online service-based business? Are you tired of struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure? Do you wish you had a clear plan you could follow to make your calling a reality? Hey friend, you don't have to stay stuck any longer. With a renewed mindset and a clear plan, you can start a business that fulfills your calling and makes a profit. I'm your host, Chichi Ukomado, a Christian business coach, Jesus follower, and a seven-figure service-based entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to streamline your focus, get clarity on your business idea, create your business launch plan, set up your business essentials, and launch your sustainable and profitable business from scratch. You will get tons of encouragement, godly wisdom, and accountability to grow in your faith and new business journey. It's time to partner with God and take your first step to start that business. You know the one I'm talking about? Yes, that one you've been putting off for a long time. No matter how fantastic the services you create or the services you offer are, if you don't have a way to let other people know that you have this fantastic service, guess what? They're never going to use your service. They're never going to hear about your service, and they're never going to buy from you. So that is why it's important for you to create a freebie that can attract potential customers so that they can learn about the fantastic services or the fantastic offers that you have to change their lives or solve their problems or help them survive or do something that they have been wanting to do. Now, I'm going to jump right into the five types of freebies that you can create for your online service-based business. Now, there might be many more types out there, but I'm just focusing on this five. And I'm sure if you do your research, you'll find even more. But these ones, I find that they are very effective. I have downloaded some of these from other people. I have created some of these for my own service-based businesses. So I can say for sure that these types of freebies will work for your service-based business. All right. The first type of freebie you can create for your service-based business is what I call a mini audio or video training. This audio or video training, it can be live, it can be pre-recorded, and you can see examples in webinars. So you see some people create a webinar. It's an audio or video training where they teach you something that helps you solve a problem. It's usually packed with so much value. It can range anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour or even longer. And this is something you can create and give to potential customers for free. Now, there are so many apps you can use to create this audio or video training. One of them that I can recommend is Loom, loom.com. Loom is a very easy app you can use to record your screen. You can use to record yourself doing a mini audio or video training that you can give to potential customers for free in exchange for their email address. The second type of freebie you can create is what I call the checklist. Now, I've seen a lot of freebies out there that is a checklist. It can say business startup checklist. Some can say 7 steps to losing 100 pounds. These are just examples of freebies that are checklists. A checklist is simply a list of steps you create to help your potential customer solve a problem or go from a point A to a point B to give them some kind of transformation. It's as simple as it says, it's just a list. So you don't need to go into so much details. You just give them the steps they need to take to accomplish a problem or to experience an outcome or a transformation they seek or to solve a problem. It's very easy to create and it's something that they can always reference in the future. So if they download the checklist, they can reference it later if they need to do something else with it. So a checklist is pretty simple and easy to create. And the fact that it's simple to create doesn't mean it doesn't have value. It has value. Imagine if you were trying to start a business and I had, say, a business startup checklist, a checklist that you can follow from step one to step whatever to be able to start your business. Wouldn't you like to download that kind of freebie? I bet you would. So yeah, the fact that it's a checklist doesn't mean it cannot have massive value. It definitely can be value packed. The third type of freebie you can create is a worksheet. And that is what you get when you download my Business Clarity Blueprint. My Business Clarity Blueprint is a worksheet I created to help you clarify the idea that you want to turn into a business. So it walks you through different questions that you can answer to create what I call a one-page business plan that you can now take and start breaking down your business even in more detail. So the Business Clarity Blueprint is an example of a freebie that is a worksheet. So it takes you through a series of different things that you can do. And when you're done, you come out with a valuable product or valuable document that you create that you can use to do more things along the area that you're trying to solve a problem in. So yeah, that's a good example of a freebie that is a worksheet. And what I like about worksheets, they're a little bit more detailed than a checklist. So when you go through them, you actually come out with something tangible, a tangible transformation. You're able to create a tangible document that you can use in whatever area that you're trying to advance in or whatever the freebie topic is based on. So it's something that potential customers really find valuable. The fourth type of freebie that I have downloaded or I've seen other businesses use is what I call an email course. Yes, You can actually deliver a mini email course as a freebie to your potential customers. I have encountered such freebies where someone or a business owner creates a free mini email course that is delivered across 5 days, where they send you something to do in the email within 5 days. So they'll have a day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. And this mini email courses are so valuable that I'm willing to give them my email address in exchange for the email course. So that is another type of freebie that you can create for your service-based business to provide massive value to your potential customers in exchange for their email address. The fifth type of freebie you can create is what I call a free trial to your service or free trial of your service. Now, this is how it can play out. Let's say, for example, you are a lawyer who offers legal services. You can create a free trial or a taste of the service you offer by maybe doing a free legal audit. You can offer free legal audits to potential customers. So they come to you and you audit their legal side of their business to see if they're properly set up, and you make recommendation. So that is a freebie you can offer. If you're a web designer that builds websites for people, you can offer a website audit. You can offer that to potential customers where you audit their existing websites. You tell them the things they can do to improve or to attract more customers to the site. If you're a bookkeeper or an accountant where you offer accounting services, you can offer a free audit. So this is another type of freebie that you can offer to potential customers where you give them a taste of your service. If you're a coach like me, you can offer a free coaching service, maybe a 30 minutes free coaching or maybe a 15 minutes free discovery call. These are freebies you can offer to potential customers. I would like to recommend a book called Marketing Made Simple. It's a book written by Donald Miller and Dr. J.J. Peterson. I particularly love this book. I use it for my online coaching business. I love Donald Miller's book because they're very practical. They give you step-by-step guidance you can follow. So if you're looking to learn more about the subject of freebie, how to create one, how to create an email list, and things around organic marketing, I highly recommend this book. I have this book. I have read this book. I use it for my online coaching business, and I always recommend it to as many clients that care to learn more about marketing and things along that line. I'll drop the link to the Amazon page for this book in the podcast description. Please click on it and download this book if you want to learn more about how to create a freebie, an email list, and all the fun marketing stuff. All right, let's recap the five types of freebie you can create for your online service business. The first one is a mini audio or video training. The second one is a checklist. The third one is a worksheet. The fourth one is an email course, and the fifth one is a free trial of your service. It's never too early or too late to start building your email list by creating your freebie. Like I always say, when you create your email list, you create a channel or a funnel that you can use to nurture relationship with potential customers so that you can serve them by selling your services and your offers so that it can solve a problem that they have and it can help them experience a transformation or an outcome they have been praying for. I'd love it if you can leave me a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you learned something new and you were encouraged to take action. If so, will you stop right now and share this episode with someone so they can get the help you just got? I'll also love it if you can leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Until next time, always remember you have all you need to start that business. So keep listening for more episodes. I'll meet you here next week.